this kid's leave.
Okay, fine. So, today we're going to do Rabbah, starting with Rabbah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph. And we're going to go until, as far as we get in the Gemara, probably not to the end of what we did in Shir, but as far as we can get to. And tomorrow is going to be another one. Fine, so Rabbah is going to deal with the brisa that Rish Lakish quoted. Rish Lakish wanted to solve the steer in the two Mishnayos. So he quoted a brisa. What was Rish Lakish's answer? Rish Lakish said, it's not a stira, why Ksuvus gets money and Makos get lashes, even though you can't get both. Because Remeir Shita is, you can get money and lashes. So he asked Rish Lakish, if you're making a Mishnah Chavtet Remeir, then Lamed Vav should also be Remeir. Lamed Vav said, Baal Bito, which is a Chiv Misa, so you're Patri Knas. And if you say that Chavtet is Remeir, so Lamed Vav should be Remeir. And that's a problem. Why? Because we're assuming at this point in the Gemara, that if Rav Meir says Lokim Mishali, he'll also say Mesa Mishali. So if Rav Meir is Chavtet, Rav Meir should be Lamed Vav also, because we really know it's one long Mishnah, really. And that's a problem, because Lamed Vav says Mesa and no money, so how can it work? So what do Rish Lakish say? It's not a problem, because really Rav Meir does not hold of Mesa Mishali. And then he brings a question. But we know that Rav Meir says by Tovech Levodah Zarah or Shabbos, that you pay. But those two cases are death. So Rav Meir clearly holds that what? Pay and death. So then, once you're making Remeir Chavtet, Remeir should be Lamed Vav, and then Rish Lakish goes through the whole thing. Really, you didn't do the Shechita, it was Ayin Shliach, etc. So now Rabbah is going to deal with that Braisa and redefine it. So what does Rabbah say? Rabbah Omar, Lo'olam B'tovech Ayde Atzmo. So don't say that the case is when you said the Shliach to do the Shechita. Really, you did it yourself. Remeir Lokim Mishalim Islay. Remeir holds a Lokim Mishalim, like we know from the Gemara's and Makos. Meis Mashalim Leislay, he does not hold a Meis Mashalim. You're going to ask me then, how can you be Chai in this case of Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, if you're doing it yourself? V'shani hani dechidushu shechidushu Torah v'knas, athagav to mikdal Mashalim. That this is a knas, it's different. Even though normally Rav Meir is going to say, not Meis Mashalim, when you have a knas, for whatever reason, basically what Rav Meir said was that by knas, the Torah is going out of its way to give you a knas. So basically the Torah is saying, I want a knas no matter what. Fine. So what's Rabbah doing? Is Rabbah trying to answer up the steer to Mishnayos or not? Right? We have an answer from
Kasha Bita still.
Oh, we have an answer from on his way out. We have an answer from Ula. We have an answer from Rav Yochanan. We have an answer from Rish Lakish. Is the fourth answer or not?
The fact that Rav Meir says that you get Mish Mishalim by
only by Knas.
Wait, Mish Mishalim is a Knas?
No. So the only time you're going to get death and money is when that money is a Knas. For example, when what a dollar the hay by Tzvicha. So as Stefan said correctly, Rabbah clearly is not trying to answer our Mishnah. Because what's the whole problem? Lamed Vav, Rav Meir should say, Meis u'mishalim. Rabbah is saying, no, it's only by Knas. But Lamed Vav is Knas. Baal Bito is Knas. Onus Mephati, etc. So clearly Rabbah is not trying to answer up for the Mishnayos. Because you have the same problem you started with. If Rav Meir has Meis u'mishalim by Knas, Lamed Vav shouldn't work. So clearly Rabbah is not answering the Mishnah. And the proof of that is that on Lamed Heyam Abayz, the Gemara says, for Rabbah, what do you do? Rabbah cannot go like Rish Lakish, because for him, it doesn't work. So how is Rabbah learning the Mishnayos? And the Gemara ends up saying that Rabbah goes like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's warning and not warning, etc. But that just proves that Rabbah here is not giving a fourth answer. You might think that Rabbah is giving a new fourth answer, how to solve the Mishnayos. It's clearly not true, because the way Rabbah learns the Braisa, it's you shechted it yourself. Oh, but Rav Meir holds no Meis Mishalim. No, Knas is different. Lamed Vav also Knas would be different. Rav Meir really would hold Baal Bito, according to Rabbah, is Chayiv both. Lamed Vav says Patur. So clearly Rabbah is not trying to solve a Mishnayos. That's just a side point to keep in mind. And then Lamed Heyam Abayz. So the Gemara asks, what's Rabbah going to do? How's Rabbah going to solve our Mishnah then? To go to Yochanan, Hisser and Lovish Rabbah.
So he's more trying to answer for the Braisa.
So really, he's just redefining the Braisa. We'll see later on why he argued with Rabbah. We'll get to that hopefully. But Rabbah did not like clearly that Rabbah, that Rish Lakish learned the price of Ayde Shliach. It's not mash with that. So Rabbah said, no, it could even be Ayde Atzmo. Rav Meir could even hold no Meis Mishalim. Here it's different because of Knas. Nothing to do with Mishnayos. Not solving the contradiction. Just a new way of learning the price.
So the Chiddush
of Chiddush Dor
is Rabbah, not
Rav Meir? Oh, so that's Mash Tosos. So look at Tosos, just Alam Dalam Abayz, the small and the Amar Rabbah. He points out that's only Libet Rav Meir. That we know generally in halachas, when you have a machlokas chachamim and a yachid, so we go to chachamim. So clearly, Rav Meir is the one who only holds that knas a chiddush, mezu knas. So Rabbah, according to Tosfos, is not passing to Rav Meir.
The Havamina to say that he would is we have in the fifth paragraph that Rav Meir over the chachamim makes a rusa.
So like, zero, though?
It's not. I'm saying,
oh, saying why? Saying Rav Meir, well, for Rashi, you could say that.
Rav Meir has won battles with the.
You won battle. Right. So for Rashi, Rashi says what? Rashi in Dibraskel Chaya points out, the Rabba Sphere like Rav Meir. It's interesting, my focus, Rashi Tosfos. Is Rabba actually, is he actually holding like Rav Meir that Knas is a Chiddush and you can get death and Knas? Or is it just Rabba's talking within Rav Meir Shita? So Tosfos says, we can't pass the Rav Meir, it's only a Das Yachid. So Rav is going within Rav Meir. Rashi, for whatever reason, maybe what Isra said, was that Rashi is saying that Rav passes the Rav Meir. Fine. Good? It's fine. Va'azir Rav Tame. And Rav is going to go like his line of reasoning. What was his line of reasoning? That even though normally you cannot get death and money, but Knas you can get it. So what's the case?
But doesn't that sound like Rashi?
What, the Gemara?
Yeah.
Va'azir Rav Tame.
Steph is learning like Rashi.
No, I'm saying.
Va'azir Rav Tame.
Rabba said this didn't Rav Meir.
Well, but Tom May could be what? How Rabba learned Rav Meir.
But these Rashi's don't say anything about Rav Meir.
Ah, right.
It's just Rabba's statement. So if Rabba's saying statement,
you're saying more Mashmah. So that's why Rashi did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta say something for Rashi. Maybe Rashi wanted to say Rabba passing Das Yachid, even though we normally don't want to pass Das Yachid, maybe because the Gemara sounds more like it. Yeah. But Tosfos
clearly the next few Rashi's don't have anything.
Yeah, that's true. Rabba. Yeah, that's okay. Definitely true. But Tosfos clearly doesn't want to learn that.
I hear that. Yeah.
How Tosfos learned it? Yeah, Rabba's just saying. By the way,
according to
gotcha.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
This is a good point, though. Why? What's the case? You stole an animal. It's called Rashi, not Pashup Shot. You stole an animal on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Then you shechted it on Shabbos. Right? So what's going on? You steal the animal on Friday. So what do you have on you? You have a geneva.
Yeah.
There's no chisar in the geneva. There's no problem in it. It's on chol, so that's good. But then you shechted on Shabbos. So when you chayed al behei on Shabbos, ein mesim mishalim. So that's azir rabba tamei. That is the only thing coming on Shabbos with the knas. Rabba holds that knas can work with misa. So that line in the price is what azir rabba tamei. Again, for Rashi, simple pshat is that what you stole it on Friday. Therefore, the chi of keren geneva is good. Oh, then I shechted on Shabbos, the Dalai on Shabbos. Doesn't matter, because Rabba's Chiddush is, Tosfos in the Rav Meir, Rashi in himself, that you could have a Knas on Shabbos, no problem. The only problem for Rabba would be the Karen to be on Shabbos. And what's his case? You stole it on Erev Shabbos. That's going to be the Chayav case. And what's the Sefer going to be? Gona v'shot tavach bis Shabbos, if you stole and shechted it on Shabbos itself, pater, she'iming ein geneva, ein tzvicha, ein mechira. If you did the geneva with on Shabbos, through some chil of Shabbos, so Kimle Patr is the Keren, right? Because when does Rabba say it's Din? According to Rabba, when can you say Mesim Mishalim? Only by Knas, not by Keren. So if the original Keren happened on Shabbos, so the line of the Gemara is, Im Ein Keneva and Tzvich Im Mechira. And how did Rashi learn that line? So he says, Dal Vehei Amar Rahman of Lo Gilma Dalin. Meaning the Torah says, pay 4 and pay 5.
So Rabbi Adler wanted to point out, there's no
Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim. Oh, fine. Say later. Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't get confused. Don't say that. Yeah. We'll do it after.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sorry, but if he was the Sefer is gone with Tavach on Shabbos.
Yeah. So I mean, the Karen also happened with a Chiyuv Misa.
Right.
So the Karen's gone. It's like a building.
Oh,
if you're on the bottom, according to Rashi, you can't have the top layers. Dalad v'hem arach ma'lo gimel dalad. You can't have a Knas without the original Karen. So once a Karen is potter, you can't have anything else.
Okay.
So just. So we get Pashup Shot, right? What did Rashi say Pashup Shot was? In the first case, Gedi Gan of Law, what was the case?
Oh,
still on a Friday. That's Pashup Shot. But there are other cases where you could have. You don't have to say you stole an Erev Shabbos. What's another case
made? It's Bershus, the Ramban, the Bershus, and then while he's in your you do that. Wait, this is, this verb.
You're Nimla
Chayef.
Chayef.
Right.
So, do some type of kinyan.
Right, so basically it could be any case where the geneva comes first. So what could the case be? It could be on Shabbat, but what? I steal a guy's animal in his house, I never leave. According to Rashi, what's going on? What?
The geneva had to occur before Shabbat.
That's what he said. But why is that true? Any geneva could be without a, if I pick up the sefer in the guy's house, I steal it. My chayv Shabbos on that.
No.
Why? Because what did I do wrong? So it could all be on Shabbos, right?
Yep.
What's the case? I did Hagbah in the guy's house. I'm Chayv Keren. Then I leave. I do what's up.
Yep.
Okay, it's not a problem. That could be one case. We know in general that what?
Whoa, I didn't get that. I forgot.
Meaning?
Aren't you still chayv the gneva on Shabbos? So you
why?
Chayv the alvehe? You stole on Shabbos.
But is there, do you break Shabbos? You didn't break Shabbos.
Oh, it's a stealing without... The problem would be
the keren patu by chil Shabbos.
You have a stealing...
Stealing on Shabbos.
Breaking Shabbos not to be on Friday. You can steal it without breaking Shabbos.
That's the point. Rashi says, Hanushat, and that's the word seems to say like Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Make it on Shabbos.
So you steal on Shabbos just to stop it in us. So it's not
going to come off. You never leave the guy's house.
So he's saying the Risha could also be on... The Risha should also...
Keep me on Shabbos. God of all, keep me on Shabbos.
That's great.
Nope.
Great.
So that's one case. What other case could there be?
The Ramban gave another case.
I mean, we know in general there's a concept of Ben Azai. Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'omei Dami. What does that mean? According to Ben Azai, anytime I...
Ben Azai, the
Ramban, the Rashba.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
According to Ben Azai, he holds Mahalach Ka'omei Dami, right? That means anytime I'm walking, it's like I'm stopping. So therefore, when I do the Kedeva on Shabbos, and then but the same case as the Ramban, that I did the Kedeva before Shabbos. Oh, you left? Okay, fine, you left. It's not a problem. Basically, the case could be any time you have a Kedeva without a Chil Shabbos. Like Raj said, it could be an Erev Shabbos. It could also be when you picked up the item in the guy's house and never left.
By saying Benaza, you're getting rid of the problem of Akir Tzarchana.
Oh, maybe. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that in the Pachter case. So basically, Rashi says a case on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't have to be that. Just know, that's Pachter on Rashi. Just know that there could be other cases. And the most obvious other case we'll deal with, there are a few other ones. The most obvious one we can deal with is that what? You're still in the guy's house. Good. What's the safest case? God of Talk Bish Shabbos. So what did Rashi learn? What's the case?
That,
so Rashi points out that... look at Rashi Pachter. He says, the Kai Malon Ein Meisim Mishalim. The came on the Akeren lo mechayev knas nami lo mechalein the shul medal the hair marachmana lo the shul mechoshav araba the lo sphere lake and we nasan to amar chay nu zed atzmo inami kofes.
So what's
up? So talking about what's up, we know that machokes chacham and nasan that when I pick up an animal or a human being that can walk itself, am I chay what's up there? So chacham said, yeah, still chay the raisa. It doesn't matter about whether he can walk or not, definitely by a Baal Chaim. The Chum might agree by a human being, definitely by an animal. The Chum says, no, it's Deraisa. Rei Nosson says what? Even if I pick up an animal and leave with it, it's still Deraisa. Rei Nosson says, no, since the Svar can be, since the animal can really walk by itself, it's not really a full Otsah, and you only be Chaim, it's in Midera Bonham. So why is Rashi to point this out? Because what's the whole problem with Rashi's case? God will tell us Bishabas. So we need a case where Karen is Pater on Shabbos itself. So what's Rashi clearly learning, except it said? What's the Chir? Hotzah, why? What's he bringing up? Rein Nasa and then Kafas. Can you talk about Hotzah?
You want the Hotzah to be a Chayav.
You want the Kinnik and Eve to come at the same time as the Chir of Shabbos.
Yeah. Yes.
So what's Rashi probably thinking? Pater Shabbos at what? Mashicha. That what happens? We know Mashicha is not Kone in the Baal's house. Hagbah, the two types of kinyan, Hagbah and Mashicha. Hagbah is kone b'kol makom. I can go to your house and I can be inside your house, pick up an object, I steal it. Mashicha, when I'm dragging the item, is not b'kol makom. Mashicha has to be in my own rishos. So what's the case here? I went to your house, Stefan, and I dragged your animal out. Am I chayv kinyan right away? No, because again, Mashicha only comes to affect the kinyan when what? When I leave. Therefore, when is the kinyan chal? When I leave the house.
Right, so
when the Chiyuv Shabbos Chal,
when you leave the house.
Therefore, the case is what?
Blanket.
That's why the Karen is patterned, and Im Ein Kneiva, Ein Shvich and Mechira. That's the Pashat Shad and Rashi. Right? Pashat and Rashi.
Right, so the Chiyuv Shabbos is not the Tzvicha.
Tzvicha, right. Rashi, when we see other Rishonim, it's come with Tzvicha. For Rashi, and Tosos, and the Rashba, it's definitely going to be a Chiyuv Hutsa. But that's the only case it has to be. Could you have a Hagbah case?
Wow. Oh, that's what the Rajba says. You do a Hagbah with
Tzarechot. So
according to Rashi, no? Because the Kinevah would
have...
Maybe even
according to
Rashi?
Yeah,
Hagbah
so... So the Rajba learns that the case in Rashi is not Mashicha, it's Hagbah. Why? He has a few kashas on Rashi.
No, it's not Derech.
We say that according to... What does Rashi say? Rashi has to talk about Reinosan and Kafas. Why? What does Reinosan say? When I carry an animal out, or drag an animal out, I'm not Chayv Derech, I'm Chayv Derech. And a chim and derabban would not pater dal v'hei. So if we want this pater case to be where the kinyan comes to the ma'aseh Shabbos, we need to be deraisa. We're not someone who poses a problem. So what does Rashi say? Okay, you know, nasan. Or we're talking about a case where the animal's tied up, and even when Nassim would agree there, it's Chayim Yareisa. The Rashba says, if you're talking about Mashicha, if the Rashi means Mashicha, sorry, Nassim has no Shaychas to it. What does Chayim Nosit Atma mean? Since an animal can be picked up by itself, when I'm carrying it, it's not a problem. But when Nassim doesn't talk about Mashicha, no Shaychas to Mashicha. So the Rashba says, yeah, the Rashba says from the fact that Rashi is talking about Rei Nassan, what's the Chiyu Shabbos he has in mind? Not Mashicha, but rather
Hagba.
Oh, you're going to ask me, wait, it's a problem. Hagba is quote unquote Makum. How can I ever have a case, how can I ever have a case where Hagba and Shabbos come at the same time? Right, we said in the Risha, one of the possibilities is what? That I pick it up in the house, I'm Chayv Gnev right away, later I'm Chayv Shabbos. So how can the Rashba say that the Seifa, when the Kinyan and Shabbos at the same time, be Hagba? So we know based on the earlier Gemaras, the concept called Akira Tzorach Hanacha, Hagba Tzorach Otsa. That when I do Hagba, I'm conditioned to leave, so I'm not, the Hotsa starts at the beginning. The Chiyu Hotsa starts at the beginning. Why? When I pick an object on condition in my mind I'm going to leave, really the Hagba starts at the beginning. So that could be so that's how the Rashi learns Rashi. What's the case again? Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos. So we want a case where you're a putter on a keren, and that means sometimes the Chiyu Hotsa happens with the Shabbos. So some Rishonim learned that Rashi talking about Mashicha. The Rashi didn't like it. Why? Because Rei Nassan seems to not be talking about Mashicha. So why Rashi need to talk about Rei Nassan? So it's Hagba. How can Hagba come with the Chiyu Shabbos? The case is no, because we know that when you Hagba Amas Lahotzi, the Shabbos starts right away. So as soon as you pick up the item, the Shabbos starts right there, the kiddin happens right there, and the keren is potter. So again, we have two opinions in Rashi. Rashi is never talking about Hotsa. Is it a Mashicha or Hagba? The Rashi wants to say he's talking about Hagba. Hagba is cornered right away, and Shabbos after later on. No, really, because Shabbos could start at the beginning, because we have a concept of Hagba, Tzorach, Hotsa. But the Rashi, at the end of the day, is going to reject Rashi. Why? What's the Gemara say? What's the case? Ganav v'tavach
b'Shabbos.
It's mashma that you did what? You stole it on Shabbos, and you shechted it on Shabbos. Right? But according to the Rashi of Shad, why do you have to shechted on Shabbos? Meaning what? Rashi says, what's the Svara? In ein gineva, ein tzvich emechira. Seemingly, once I have no keren, I can never in the world have dalam hay again. So the Rashi says, if the chiv is hotza, make the following case. I stole it on Shabbos. I'm not a hotzi, mashiach later on say. And I shechted next week on Tuesday. And you'll still be potter. Why? Because imein gneiva, ein tzvich emechira. If the pshat Rashi is hotza, then why do I have to give pshat ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos? It could be ganav b'Shabbos, either Mashicha or Hagba, I'm not a hotzi. Therefore, there's no keren, because keren came with hotza, and I shechted on Wednesday. And the what? Imein gneiva, ein tzvich emechira. So Rashi doesn't understand Rashi. You get that kasha?
No.
Meaning the Gemara is assuming that if I don't have keren, if I don't have gneiva, I can never in the world again have dalam hay. What's to take a building? If I don't have the basement, yeah. I can't have any top layers. So Rashi is learning chutzah. So what's the case? If you either Mashicha and the keren came with a chi of Shabbos, or like Rashi said, Hagba Mas Lahotzi. Either way, whichever you want to say, the chi of chutzah came at the same time as the gneiva. Therefore, what? Therefore, you're putter on the gneiva. So at that moment, it seems like to the Gemara that you put on the Geneva, on this item, you can never in the world again have a Dalav Hay. So if you can never have in the world have a Dalav Hay, so why check it on Shabbos? Check it on Wednesday. But once the Karen is gone on Shabbos, check it on Wednesday. So I'm Chai Dalav Hay. But what? I can't be Chai Dalav Hay. Why? Because there's no Karen. So why does the case have to be when I check it on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Gonav Tavach B'Shabbos. Make it Gonav Shabbos and Tavach B'Chol. And I feel like putter on everything. The knas is on chol. I don't care, because what was on Shabbos? The keren. And once the keren's gone, everything else is gone. So Rashi, for that reason, Rashi gets a new pshat. But before that, there are a few answers to that. What's Rashi assuming? Rashi is clearly assuming the following. Again, that ganav b'Shabbos, the tavach b'chol is going to be what, according to the Rashi? If I steal on Shabbos, and the tavach b'chol, am I going to be chayav at dalav hay? No, why? Because what's not there? Keren. So the Rashi was assuming that Ganav is Shabbos, the Talmud Bechol is Pater. And therefore he says, therefore he rejects Rashi's Pshat about Hotsa, because then the Gemara should just say, Ganav Shabbos, Talmud Bechol. But look at the Ritz of Rukiv Eger, so we'll deal with two different opinions now. but they're both defending Rashi. What does Ritva say? The Ritva says no. The Rashi was assuming that Ganav is Shabbos, Tavet Bechol is going to be Potter because the bottom piece is gone. The Ritva says no. Ganav is Shabbos, Tavet Bechol is going to be Chayev. What are you going to ask me? How can it be Chayev? When did the Geneva happen?
Shabbos.
There's no bottom block. So the Ritva is going to say the concept called Geneva Achar Geneva.
Oh.
Normally we say in Ganav Achar Ganav. That if Reuven steals from Shimon, Levi cannot be chayav by stealing from Reuven. The pasuk says the Ganav is based on Ish. In order to be chayav, the gzeil has to be chayav when you steal from the owner's house, right? So if Reuven steals from Shimon, and then Levi steals from Reuven, Levi will not be chayav. But here the Ritva says no. Ganav is Shabbos, b'tavach b'chol, you're gonna be chayav. Why? Because you did a new ganav on the chol. So it defends Rashi beautifully. Why? Why does the kid have to be Ganav, the Tavach B'Shabbos, the Pater, make it Ganav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'Chol, I'll still be Pater like the Rash, but no! According to the Ritva, if you're Tavach B'Chol, it's a new Ganav on the Keren. According to the Ritva, the case had to be Ganav, Tavach B'Shabbos, the Pater. Why? Because according to the Ritva, Ganav B'Shabbos, the Tavach B'Chol is what? Not Pater, it's what? Chayiv. Wait, the Ganav didn't happen already? The Ganav happened on Shabbos? According to the Ritva, it's a new Ganav. A totally new Ganav. If I shecht it on Shabbos, it's a new Geneva. And the Svari gives is that what? Why is it a new Geneva? I stole it already. No, because the halacha is that let's say I steal someone's goat. And the next day, they find me. So do I pay back money or the actual goat itself is still alive? The actual goat itself. If it's be'en, I pay the goat itself back. So the Ritva says, since the item was be'en originally, now when I shecht it, it's a new Geneva.
Because now you don't have to.
Because now I can't return the object anymore, I get back new money. That's as far from the Ritva. But again, so that's, has the Ritva answered the Rashba's kasha? What did the Rashba say? If the whole shot in Gona the Tavach B'Shabbos is going to be putter at the Chivot Sa, why make it Gona the Tavach B'Shabbos? Make it Gona the Tavach B'Chol, and you'll putter on everything. Why? Because if ain't Ganeva, ain't Tvicha Mechira. So Rashba rejects Rashi. What did the Ritva answer? No. It has to be Gona the Tavach B'Shabbos to be putter. Because if it was Gona the Shabbos and Tavach B'Chol, the Rashba thought putter. The Ritva says, no, you'll be Chayiv. Why there's no Geneva? The Geneva's gone. It happened on Shabbos? No. Ritva says it's a new Geneva. A new Geneva happens. So the obvious question is now, how can Ritva say a new Geneva happened? Ain't Ganav Achar Ganav.
Zach, I know.
Your question?
I know.
What's the answer?
So we have a sphere. At one place we say, Ganav Achar Ganav is popular.
Well, didn't confuse it.
Okay, fine. So
it's more simple. What does the Nitzivah say?
The Nitzivah says that I need to do it from there. I can't do it with
so then don't answer.
So the Nesiva says the following. That normally hold in Ganav Achar Ganav. Reuven steals Shimon's animal, yeah? Yeah, Reuven steals Shimon's animal. If Levi comes and steals the animal, is he chayav or not?
He's punter.
Again, Reuven steals Shimon's animal. Levi goes and steals the animal from Reuven. Is Levi chayav or not?
He's not.
What? In Ganav Achar Ganav. The Nesiva has a chiddush that if I do a shinoi on the object, if the second Ganav does a shinoi on the object, then the whole rule of ein Ganav Achar Ganav goes away, and you could have Geneva Achar Geneva.
Wait, so in the case you gave, so the first guy.
So let's say Reuven stole animal from Shimon. If Levi were just to come and steal it from Reuven, ein Ganav Achar Ganav. But if Levi were to come, steal the animal and shecht it, so and do a shinoi, he is a Ganav. So that's Shabbat Ritzvah.
Well, so is that why? This case, the guy's
Chayev. Chayev. The Shinoi. Oh. Okay. So, Ganav B'Shabbos. So, no Keren. The Ritva says, Tavach B'Shabbos, it's a new Geneva. And gave it Achar Geneva. What's the answer? No, it is a new Geneva. Why? Because what did he do? Shinoi. That's the fundamental Machlokes Rashi from the Ritva. The Rashi says, Ganav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'Chol is Pater, because there's no Keren. The Ritva says, Ganav B'Shabbos, Tavach B'Chol is Chayev. A new Geneva. Wait, ain't Geneva a Geneva? No, we go to the see what it says. There's a Shinoi. Everyone go with that?
Yep.
And then that's one way of answering Rashi's Kasha. And now we go to Kibbeh Eger, which is a little more out there. The Ritva says again that you could, that it's a new Geneva because ain't Geneva a Geneva. But no, here's a Shinoi. Right? What did Kibbeh Eger say? Kibbeh Eger has the following Chiddush. What happened? When did I steal an object? It was Ganav Ben Shabbos. And Tavet Bechol. So that original Keren, Amar Chayv, why? When did it happen?
Yeah.
On Shabbos. Therefore, it's Kibbeh. So we were assuming all along what? That I stole the object, so I put it on the Mamon. and if there's no chiyuv money on the keren, I can never have a chiyuv money on the davening. Rabbi Eiger is saying no. It's big chiddush. When kimoy happens, it's not that you did a geneva and that it's not chayev. Rabbi Eiger says when I do kimoy, it's like I didn't do the object. I didn't do the ma'aseh geneva at all. It's like I didn't steal it. It's a big chiddush. We thought what? I steal your object on Shabbos. Let's say I do mitzah, meshicha. So I'm putzer mamon because kimoy. But I did the geneva. I still got it. According to Rabbi Eiger, if a geneva happened on Shabbos, of course you're not chayv in the mamon. But even bigger chiddush, it's not like you did a mice even. Kimoy totally wipes out any history of you doing anything.
Is that contradicted by Tosfos?
Which Tosfos?
La mishum dolam chayv.
That's the Gemara.
So yeah.
No,
not Tosfos. Rashi, it doesn't contradict to Rashi.
Okay.
Rashi learns that, yeah. So Pasha the Gemara is like Rashi there. That you have still some. Rashi said you have some chiddush shemayim there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So we said that
there is no
chiddush shemayim. Right. So Rashi is definitely not like Rashi.
Okay.
Because according to Eiger, is there a chiddush shemayim at all? Definitely not.
Yeah.
Because why? Because there's no chiddush.
Yeah.
So Rashi, Rashi, Eiger, and Rashi are not working yet. But Rashi holds that there's some chiddush shemayim here. Rashi Eiger says mamish like it's not chiddush at all. How does this help us? So really, Rashi was wrong. Really, going on the Shabbos and Talat Bechol is going to be chayev. The Ritz said, why? New Geneva. Ah, Ganav Achar Ganav? No, Shinoi. How did Rikki Eger answer that? For Rikki Eger, is there any problem with Ganav Achar Ganav?
No, there was never
why?
A Geneva.
Because there's no Geneva originally. When I was going on the Shabbos, not only am I not chayev on it, there's no Geneva at all. So how you can't have a problem of Geneva Achar Geneva? Why? Because what you stole is not a Maisa Geneva at all. Right? So we go. Just again, to give the two shots here. So what? What's the case? God tells us Shabbos Pater. What's the case?
According to Rashi.
According to Rashi. So the original case is
God
of law. How about the Sefer? God tells us Bishabbos Pater. Because he made Geneva and Tichah Mechira. What's Pater Shah the case?
Stolen on Shabbos.
What's the case? Either could be Meshicha.
Oh.
Right? And therefore the Kenyan happened at the same time as the Chiyuv of Shabbos. Therefore, it ain't Geneva and Tichah Mechira. Or you can say Hagbah. Wait, Hagbah is called Bekol Makom. So what chiddush should we bring on? Hagbah Tzar Chotzah. That really, when I lift the object up to steal it, the Chiyuv Shabbos happens at the beginning.
Somebody stole my, or somebody took,
you see? What?
My decor.
Oh, I don't think it was there by the time you came in. No, I think it was there.
No, I saw it yesterday, that's why.
Oh, sorry
for interrupting.
No problem. Welcome to the shir. You're online now. You can listen to it. That's the one.
So new Kviyagvat Sarah.
Fine. So God finding it. Gone of the Talmud Meshavas Patzer, right? Either Meshicha or Agba. What's the Rashi's Kasha? What's Rashi's Kasha on Rashi? If you say the case is Meshicha, why does it have to be Gano Talach B'Shabbos? What could the case be? Gano B'Shabbos B'Talach B'?
Oh!
And I'm still Potter, why? Because he's in Geneva and
Tichu B'Mechira. Why
is it not? So what's two answers to that? What does the Ritva say? No. It's a new Mais Geneva B'Chol. In Geneva and Geneva. So what does the Ritva answer?
Shinoi.
What do we give the Eger answer?
No Geneva B'Chol.
But clearly the Rashba did not like that original, those two answers. Because the Rashi gives entirely a new pshat. He goes away from what he saw, and this is what Andrew was referring to at the beginning. We were speaking the whole time now, Ganav Shabbos, Ganav Talmud Shabbos, Potter is a Chi Hotsa. What does the Rashi say? What's the case?
Is your Shabbos a Shechting?
Shechting. What's the case? The animal wanders into your Chatzar. The animal wandered into your Chatzar. Okay. And then I Shecht it on Shabbos. So when did Geneva happen? Your animal walked into my field. No, it saw nothing. And then I shecht it. So when did the Geneva happen? At the same time as the... Like a Tfich Asra Shabbos. It's a Daraisa.
That's
Gan
Talmud Shabbos.
Shabbos. So according to Rashba, not Rashi. Rashi gave Hotsa Pshad. We dealt with Meshicha, Agbah, Rekeger, and the Ritva. But now the Rashi gives a new Pshad. What's Rashi's new Pshad? The Ganav was what? You stole it with a Tficha. The Isra Shabbos was Tficha. And this helps the Rashba well. Because why does it have to be gone on Shabbos now? Why does it have to be on Shabbos?
Because
the whole thing is that when the stealing happened on Shabbos. That's another Pshat. So again, Ganav b'Shabbos could be what? That it wandered into my field, and the Tzvicha happened with Shabbos. And that's why, your mind makes sense now, the case cannot be Ganav b'Shabbos Tach b'Chol. So what's the whole idea? The whole idea is that the Ganeva is the Chiyuv Shabbos, as the Rashba says.
Against Rashi.
A different Shabbos than Rashi, yeah. Fine. Good. So that's the Reisha and the Seifa. So let's look at the next part of the Gemara. And we'll go with that. So we have two cases. One is Gedi Ganav Lo. That's when you are Chayiv. We get a case, Rashi says it could be a case where you stole an Erev Shabbos. A case could also be when I picked up inside my house. No intention to leave. Never the Gedi happens originally. It could be on Shabbos even. The Gedi happens originally. Then, 2 hours later, I shacked it. The safer case, Ganav Tanach B'Shabbos Pater. So Rashi is talking about Hotsa. We give a Pshat that either Meshicha or Hagbah Manas L'Hotzi, where we dealt with the Rashba's Kasha, the Ritz with the answer, and they give a new Pshat of that we were dealing with before, that the Chiyav Shabbos is not talking about Hotsa. What's the Chiyav Shabbos according to the Rashba? It's the Shechting. Ganav Tanach B'Shabbos means that the Geneva happened with the Tficha. And there's a Karen. The Geneva happened on Shabbos, your Pater and everything.
So we're going to turn to Ruth of B'Chatzera.
That's that pshat.
That
means that Ruth B'Chatzera means the animal, I didn't go to the guy's house and pick up and steal it. It wandered into my Chatzer. So when did I steal it? I only stole it when I shechted it. That happened on Shabbos. So the Karen happened on Shabbos with the Geneva, never your Pater. And again, so, and why is the Rashba like that pshat more than Rashi's pshat? Because according to Rashi's pshat, if it's about chivu tzav, so it could be gone on the Shabbat with tavach b'chol mipater. According to Rashi's pshat, could it be gone on the Shabbat with tavach b'chol?
No,
the whole thing is that it still happened on Shabbos. That's why the Rashi likes his pshat more than Rashi's pshat. Because then, more mitzvah with lashon of the Gemara, the davka has to be gone on tavach b'Shabbos. So that's the first half of it. So let's go to the second half now.
The Ritva is the one who said about
the Ritva answered Rashi's Kasha. Okay. The Ritva said, no, even if Rashi has to be on Shabbos. Why? Because if it was gone on the Shabbos, the Tov of the Chol, I would be Chayiv. What? There's no Karen. No, it's a new Geneva. In Gilach HaGeneva, that's in the Sivas, says, yes, Gilach HaGeneva with a Shinoi, or Gilach HaGeneva, it's not probably Gilach HaGeneva because Kim Lay, there's no Mice gave it to begin with at all.
So then,
Sivas
could have been half.
No, so according to Ritva, it has to be on Shabbos.
Oh.
In order to have a Patur case, you have to have Ganav Tanach B'Shabbos.
Because
if you have Ganav B'Shabbos Tanach B'Chol, are you going to be Pater?
You're not
Pater. You're Chayav. Because it's a new Geneva. The Rashi didn't like that. So let's go to Machteres pieces now. The Amar Rava, Chayav Gedi Ganav Lo V'Tofcho V'Machteres Chayav She'Kfar Nischayav Geneva Kodem She'Avoy De Yisr Machteres. What's the case? Similar again. Parallel to the beginning. Chayav Gedi Ganav Lo. It's part of the what? I stole a guy's animal outside the Machteres. So I'm Chayav Karen fully. Then I shechted it in the machteres. So wait, a knas came with a chiv of a misa on your wife. Because we know that what's the machteres? I dig a tunnel into your house to go steal things. And the Mishnah Sanhedrin says what? That I have misa on you. Why? Because the ganav in his mind is thinking, if the baal comes to confront me about the money, I'm going to kill him. Therefore, this guy is digging a tunnel under the guy's house to steal. He has a chiv misa on him. So what's the case? I stole the animal outside of the machteres, and then I walk in the machteres. At the time I stole it, did I have a chiyuv rodif on me?
No,
because I'm outside the machteres. I stole it in the guy's field. So is it a good gzeila? Is it a good keren?
Yeah,
it's good. Then I go, I shecht it in the machteres. Wait, how can I be chayav dal v'hei? It happened to have chiyuv misa on me. No. So what's the answer? Okay. That's Rambam's chiddush, that a knas could be on Shabbos. So again, the Shabbos case to the gun of law was, you stole it on Friday, I shechted it on Shabbos. And what this case could be what? I stole it outside my machteres, and I shechted it in the machteres.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else's, like...
Someone else's, yeah.
Okay.
I stole it. I saw Reuven's animal in his field. I stole it. And then I wanted to go into his house and steal more money. And then I realized, while I'm machteres, I'm hungry, I want to shecht it. Okay. So the carrot happened, you know, outside the machteres. Okay. The dal of the hay... Right, the dal v'hei happened nivchim misa on you. Why am I chal dal v'hei? What's the answer? What does Rava hold about knas? That you have a knas on Shabbos. I want to state the case. But gana b'tavach b'mach teres pater she'im ein geneva ein tzvich ein mechira. That if while I'm digging into the machteres to steal guy's jewelry, I see an animal, and I do a geneva on the animal. So is that a good geneva in the machteres?
Yeah.
that a good gneva? Am I going to be chayv that gneva in the machteres?
No.
No, why? Because once I walk in the machteres, what do I have on me?
Misa.
So what's the safe case? I go to the guy in the machteres. I see his animal there. I pick it up. Is that a good gneva or no? At that moment, I'm chayv misa. What? I'm in the machteres. So when I steal an animal in the machteres, is that a good gneva? Therefore, if I shech the animal in the machteres, oh, dal is a chidish. No, because in what? In Ein Geneva, it's just in Mechira. That's the second case.
Wait, sorry. The second case is that both are in the Machteres.
Yeah, therefore what? Yes, the Dalav Ahe could be Chal, because Rava holds that a Knaf can work with Misa, but since the Geneva happened in the Machteres, when I had a Chim Misa on me, so it makes it Ein Tzricha in Mechira. And then the Gemara is going to say, B'tzricha. I need both cases. The Yashmin on Shabbos, Mishum Isur Isur Olam, Av Machteres the Isur Shah who aim alone. The Yashmin Machteres Mishum Machteras of the Hitra also, Av Shabbos the Bayat Thra aim alone. Three five. So we'll first read this line of Gemara according to Rashi Pshat. Meaning, the Shabbos case and Machteres case I said, they're both very similar. They're almost identical cases. One was he stole it on Friday, Shachtan on Shabbos, and the Machteres was he stole it outside and Shachtan inside. They're the same exact things. But what's the difference? Why is Rabbi teach me two chidushim? Teach me Shabbos, and I'll know. A knaf could be on Shabbos, a carrot can't be on Shabbos, and it'll all play out. Why teach me Machteres case also? That's what Gemara says. According to Rashi, this is how we learn this Gemara. The Tzricha, why? If I only taught the Shabbos case, I would think that only by Shabbos is a very chamar issa, right? If I break Shabbos on January 1st, and then someone on March 1st comes and tells me and testifies in court that I broke Shabbos, can they put me to death?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's called Isra Olam. But if I'm in Machteres and then I leave the guy's house, I'm in my house, could he come kill me?
No,
it's called Isra Shah. According to Rashi, you need both cases. Why? If I only taught Shabbos, I would think that Kimlei, the whole idea of Kimlei, only applies by when? By a very Chomor, Isra Olam. But my Machteres, with Isra Shah, according to Rashi, I would think that there's no Kimlei at all. And vice versa, Machteres also has a Chumrah. Because we know in general, that in order to be killed, what do you need? You need a warning. Right? I can't be killed without a warning. So when I break Shabbos, am I really Chayim Misa at that point?
No.
What didn't I get?
Hasra.
Sure. But the concept called Machteroso Zu Hatraso, that the Baal can kill me without warning me. So now Machteres is a Chumrah. And vice versa. If I only taught Machteres according to Rashi, what I think, maybe Machteres, which doesn't need a Hasra, and the Chi of Misa is like is ready to go, maybe only there is Kimlei. By Shabbos, Nid Hasra, maybe Kimlei would not exist. And therefore I need both cases. So according to Rashi, Pashim Shad, what's the Tzricha saying? If I only taught Shabbos, I would think it's only Kimlei by Isra Olam. By Isra Shah, there's no Kimlei at all, ever. And I only taught Machteres, what would I think? I only have Kimlei when it's ready to go. I don't need a warning. But if I need a warning, I would think, what? There's no Kimlei at all. That's Rashi Pshat. What's hard with that Pshat? By the way, Tosis also gives a very simple Pshat. As the Tzricha and the Gemara is going on, Kimlei in general. What's very hard with that Pshat?
You know Kimlei already applies.
But there are Mefurshim Mishnayos. Tosis quotes, we're not going to read inside, but in Dir Maskil Aval, he quotes Mefurshim Mishnayos in Shabbos Mavakama that say what?
Kimlei
by Shabbos, Kimlei Machteres. How can the Gemara say, if I only taught Shabbos, I would think Machteres wouldn't have Kimlei? The Mishnah.
I've never had that.
And how could the Gemara say, if I only have Machteres, I would think Shabbos is no Kimlei? Again, I have what? I have a Mishnah teaching me Kimlei.
Another question.
Rashi's Pshat is very hard. Right? So the Ritva relearns Rashi. What does the Ritva say in Rashi? Rashi doesn't mean that I would think Machteres wouldn't have Kimlei. I would think Shabbos wouldn't have Kimlei. Why? It's obvious. So what does he say? Why is this carrot different than any other carrot? A normal case, right? I'm digging into your house and I break your vessel. So Kimlei. What's different in this case? What's hinging on this carrot? In Ein Geneva Ein Tzficha Mechira. The Dal of the Hake can happen on Shabbos, right? Pasha. But if carrot's not there, what falls apart now? The Dal of the Hake. So that's how the Ritva learns in Rashi. What's Rashi saying? What's Gemara's Havmina? If I only taught Shabbos, I would think that could patur a keren. It's obvious. Any patur a keren. We mishnayos a patur a keren. No. Because this pattern, this Karen, has big consequences.
Oh.
What were the consequences of pattering this Karen? What would also get pattered?
Dalvehe.
And we know Dalvehe is a reboy, it's a chish ashbi chayev. So pattering this Karen has big consequences. Not only pattering the Karen, what are you also pattering?
Dalvehe.
So the ritual learns in Rashi, that's the Chavamina. Maybe, in Achinam, if it was a normal Karen, no knas involved, a weak Misa, a strong Misa, everything is pater. But in this case, when patering a Karen would also pater a Dal V'Hei, because he made Gneva Tzvicha Mechira, the Chavamina, the Gemara is, I need a very strong Misa. It's for Olam. And the Mashiach will talk about that. So that's how the ritual learns Rashi. Again, so Pashashan Rashi is what? That I might think that only by Shabbos Kimli applies at all. Machteres Kimli never applies. What's the problem with Upshot? And Mishnayos. Has a ritual learn Rashi? The ritual says, no, it's not talking about Stam Patering and Karen. This case, Karen has more consequences. What's it also Patering? Dal V'Hei. So the Gemara's Hav means that what? Maybe a really, only a strong Misa Patras a Karen, which then Patras a Dal V'Hei. But maybe
Shabbos would be a strong Misa.
Or vice versa. Gemara has two Havminas.
Right.
Either Shabbos is strong because it's Isser Olam, and Machteres is weak because Isser Shah, or Machteres is strong because Machteres is a Hutraso, and Shabbos is weak because it doesn't have Asra yet. But either way, the Gemara is assuming, according to the Ritva and Rashi, that what? That obviously, even a weak Miso Pater a Karen. But in this case, the Karen, by Patering the Karen, you're going to Napatal Behei, the Havminas of the Gemara is, you need a very strong Misa. No, even a weak Misa would do it. So again, we have Pashtan Rashi, and we have the Rich of Chan Rashi. And again, what's the problem with, say, Pashtan Rashi? That the Havin of the Gemara was maybe no Karen by Machteren or Shabbat. What's the problem with learning Pashtan Rashi like that? Mishnayos says that there's Karen by Shabbat and Machteres. And then the Ritter gives his Pashtan. But Tosos is going to also, if you look at Tosos, Tosos Mishum, the Isra Isra Olam, says the same thing as Rashi, Pashup Shad. Tosos seems to say, what's having me like Gemara? Maybe I would have no Kimli at all by Machteres. Maybe I would have no Kimli at all by Shabbos. Right? And then next year, Masculine Aval, he asks what we're asking. He asks the following. He says, it doesn't make sense. There are Mefurshim Mishnayos. But Tosos is a new Pashad. Not 100% in Rashi. Tosos is a new Pashad. Until now, what were we saying? What's the Tzricha doing? That I might think, what was the Havmina? That maybe only by a strong Misa, what do I have?
Knas. That's other things.
First. And Tosos. Then what? Pashat and Rashi and Tosos. What's Gemara saying? If I only had a very strong Shabbos, maybe only there do I have Kimlai at all. Machteres? No Kimlai. What does Tosos say now? Tosos is a new Pashat. Then maybe, this is counterintuitive a little bit, but maybe, what Gemara is saying is what? We know that Knas is a Chiddush. According to Rabbah, you can get Knas and Misa. According to Tosafot, what Gemara is saying is the following.
So,
maybe when the Isser is so strong, by Shabbos, Isser Olam, or vice versa, maybe Machteres, which is Hatra also, maybe that's the only time when I could get both. Why? Because we have precedence on the Gemara Lamed Zion. Gemara Lamed Zion deals with the following question. We know that there's two cases of Kimlei. There's Misa U'mamon and then Malkus U'mamon, right? What's the source that I can't have Misa and Mamon in the Torah? That's Aso and Anesh Yanesh. What's the source I can't have Malkus and Mamon?
There's
Aso. So Gemara says, why do I need both? They both seem to be doing the same thing. I can't get X and money. So Gemara says, why do I need both? So the Gemara answers the following. If I only taught Kaderish Aso, I would think what? There, I only did a lav, it's not very strong, there I'll only get one. But maybe by Shabbos, which is a very bad Isser, maybe there I'll get both. That's what Gemara says there. Right? Everyone go that? No? Everyone good?
We're sort of reversing what we said before. We were saying that.
Before you were saying that maybe only when it's strong or hotter.
Strong, can you probably.
This Shad Kosel, you say what? Yeah.
Only because it's so strong, maybe then you.
Then you'll get both. And it's very hard. The Ra'al actually rejects this Tosos, just it doesn't make any sense. Because like you're saying, Andy, that it's counterintuitive. You would think that what? If it's so strong, you'll get Patrin. Not if it's so strong, you'll have it. But Tosos doesn't have precedence. That Gemara Lama Zion seems to say, why do I need a Pasuk by Misa or Mamon? I have Malkus or Mamon. No, because if I only taught I can't get Malkus and Mamon. Maybe the Lav is very weak, so you don't deserve both. Maybe I miso Mamon and the Isser is very strong, maybe I'll get both. Tosus takes that Gemara and learns Shad Gemara here. Now what's the Havdin Gemara here, like you said? Maybe only when Shabbos Isser Olam, maybe only there I can get both. But Machteris Isser Shah, I will get both. And vice versa. If I only taught Machteris, I would think you would get both. Why? Because it's very strong, it doesn't need Hasra. But by Shabbos, it needs Hasra, it's a little weaker. Maybe I won't get both. Kamash Malan, I get both in either one. That's Tosus Shad in the words of Gemara. What? Tosus rejects this, Shad in Gemara. Why do you reject this, Shad in Gemara? Because according to the second Shlav, what was the Havmina? Maybe only by Machteres, which doesn't need a Hasra, there I say what? According to Tosos' new Pshad, what's the Tzrichusa doing? That maybe only by Machteres, which is really strong, there what?
You get both.
There I get a Knas. But by Shabbat, which was not very strong, why? Because it needs Hasra, there?
You don't get
both. The Bryce of Arimeir, the source of Arimeir, the Bryce is what? Ganav the Tavach b'Shabbos. Ganav the Tavach b'Zara. Those cases need Hasra. And what is Rabbi Meir there saying Mefurash? That you're Chayiv. According to this new Pshat, how can the Gemara have a Havamina that maybe by Shabbos, which you need a Hasra, it's a little weaker, that you can't get both? Rabbi Meir, the Bryce himself, said that Ganav the Tavach b'Shabbos, you get both. So Tosus rejects this Pshat also. So again, Tosus gave Pashat like Rashi. It's talking about passing a Karen, rejecting it because of Furshah Mishnayos. And Tosfos said, the Trichusa is doing what? That maybe only when it's very Chomor, I get both. Well, we also rejected that. Why? Because that would mean that the Havina was Shabbos, which is a little weaker, because no Hasra, I don't get both. And why do we reject that? Because what's Rabbi Meir talking about in his Braisa? So what's the case? Gan of a Tadach Ben? Shabbos. And you get both. So that's a bad Havina. The Tosfos is going to end off saying a new pshat, which is a little bit hard.
And from the fact that Rabbi Meir mentions Shabbos in the...
I mean, he's... Rabbi Meir says, Gano talk about Shabbos, it's Chayiv, Dal Vehei. So how can the Gemara B'Havmina, maybe Shabbos, which is a very weak Isser, maybe I can't get both there. What's a Havmina? You get both. The Bible says you get both. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I told you to reject that pshat. And the next pshat, which is a little bit confusing, so we'll end with this next pshat. Fine. So what's the new pshat in Tosfos? Now we have a machlokas in Sanhedrin between Rav and Rabba. What do they say? So the whole concept of Ba'en. So the Mishnah says, if I go to Machteres, right? Let's say I go to Machteres. The second I enter Machteres, what do I have on me?
Chayv Misa.
So if I walk into Machteres, see your vessel there and break it, am I chayv on the vessel or no?
No.
No, why?
Because
I have a Chayv Misa on me, Kimloy. What happens now if I don't break the vessel? But what?
Take
it. I take it. So am I potter with Kimlay or not?
No.
So that's like locus between Rav and Rava. Chakatari is a little confusing, but it comes out of the following case. According to Rav, if I see your item, take it, and bring it back to my house, it's still ba'en. I never break it. According to Rav, you're potter. Kimlay potter even ba'en. Even the item's still around. That's a big chiddush. Why?
So
according to Rav.
According to Rav, Rava.
Well, so we get to Rav in a second. According to Rav right now, the first opinion, he's a more extreme opinion. That if I take your object in a machteris and I was sitting in my house, the guy can get it from me, Kimle.
As long as we still find Misa.
No, you leave machteris. You're done.
Even after you leave the
Machteres. So, we dealt with the Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim even if it's sitting in my house now, why? Because at the time of the Geneva...
A loophole in Geneva.
Because the dung... Is
well, Kimlay in general has a loophole, sort of, no?
Is that because of
the lenient?
No, I'm saying we have a kula in Halacha that you can go ahead and seal something and not be chayv anything.
Well, that's a kula about Kimlay in general. I can punch you in and rip your garment. I'm not chayv to get lashes. Right. Fine. Yeah. But it's weird, according to Rav. That's not the halacha, that's how we pass it. Right. It's weird, according to Rav, no? Normally, how do we define Kimlay normally? What does Kimlay do? If I owe you money, what does Kimlay tell me?
Then
I'm not going to pay the money, because I'm Miser Malkus. In this case, when the item's still banned in my house, do I owe you money or no?
No.
If the police come and catch me, do I have to pay money back or the object back?
Okay.
The object. So Rav is saying a big chiddush. normally I would say that Kimli only works Pater Achia Mami Tashlumin. What's Rav saying? It even Pater is an item Ben. That's a huge Kaddish. Who's the one that argues, like Andrew is saying? So to Girsa, Rav, and Rabba, so like Rabba, who says Rabba? Rabba says no. In that case, I just described, when the police come to my house and the object's still sitting in my house, I'm not Pater. Again, why? Because what's Pater Shad? What does Kimli do? Kimli Pater is Tashlumin. Kimli does not Pater.
What?
Ben. So that's the whole case, Rav and Rabba. Okay, what's the last minute case? I steal your phone in the Machteres and a cop find it in my house. According to Rav, I'm Potter. Kimai Potter's Ben. According to Rabba, is Kimai Potter Ben? No.
So
and therefore, I'll give it back.
Based on this Maskana, Tosos can't be saying we're talking about Maisa Shabbos being Tvicha because it's not Ben.
So what case are you dealing with now? Let's go to Tosos now. So the case is Gonov, let's say Gonov B'tolach B'Shabbos, let's say. So you're Potter. But I stole it on Shabbos Be'en. What does Rabbi say? If the item remains Be'en forever, would Kimai Potter it or no?
No.
No. What would happen now? I steal the object in the Machteres. It's Be'en. Then I go to my house and I break it. So for Rabbi, what's Halacha? We know that Kimai Pater Tashlumin did not Pater Be'en. So in this case, what happens?
Well, there's no longer a Chiyav Misa. So you're not Pater the Tashlumin. You're not Pater the Tashlumin. You're Chayav.
Let's say you broke it in the Machteres also.
Oh, so then that would be a Pater.
Why?
Because Rabbi only says here.
Why? That's the Chiddush. Meaning, I might think the following. When does a Gzeil... Let's say the following case. More extreme case even. I steal in Machteres. Then I walk 10 feet... And then I break the item. When did the gzela happen? The gzela happened when? When I first picked it up. At that point, was the item be'en or was it broken?
Ben.
It was be'en. According to Rabba, could Kimli Pater be'en?
No.
Is it Rabba or Rabba?
It didn't care, so.
Okay.
But Tosfos has Rabba. But certain Rishonim, they have Rabba.
Yeah.
So, right, so meaning what? When I pick up the item, it's be'en. So, I just told you that Rabba does not say Kimli Pater's bad. But if I break it now, then what's halacha? Now I am Chayav Tashlumin. Is Kimli Pater or not? So Tosfos said that's a chiddush. That even according to Rabba, for Rav it's Pasha. For Rav, Kimli Pater's Be'en even. For Rabba, who says that Kimli does not Pater Be'en, even he agrees to Rav that if I were to break it later on, I will be Pater. That's a big chiddush, no? Because you might think, what? When did the Maisa Gzeila happen? When I stole it. At that moment, it was Be'en. So Rabba should hold, Kimli never works. The chiddush in Rabba is that even though it's Be'en when I stole it, if I break it later on, and now I'm Chayav Tashlumin, so it's sort of working, maybe Lema Freya, that Kimli does work.
As long as you had it Be'en.
As long as that.
With your original Maisa Chiyav Misa or Malchus.
So you can break 2 months later and you're still Potter from the Tashlumin.
Well, the question that we've shown him, does it have to be Tavach with Machteres? I think it's a simple case. You broke it in the Machteres again, let's say.
Okay.
It's still a Chiddush though. Because once you pick it up, the Gnev is done.
Right.
So I might think for Rabba who does not Potter Kimli Be'en, I might think from that moment on I should never be Potter. The Chiddush is, if I break it later and then I'll have Tashlumin, so I am going to be Pater. And that's what it says, that's what the Gemara is saying in Tzricha. What's it saying? Maybe only by a Chi of Shabbos, which is very strong, maybe I'll only say this Chiddush, that what? Even though at the time I stole it was Be'en, now that I've broken, I'm Pater. It's a big Chiddush to say for Rabbah that. So maybe only when something's really strong, Shabbos, Isser Olam, Machtarasso, Hacharasso, maybe there the Gemara said, how mean it is, only by a very strong Chi of Shabbos do I say what? Do
you're
I say.
Ben.
What?
You're a putter from the Ben. From
well, you broke a Ben. Everybody broke a Ben. And we're saying for Rabba, you'll be putter. At the Chiddush, though, why? Because what at the time of the Geneva, when Kimli happens,
you were Ben.
What was Ben?
So there wasn't a Kimli.
So there shouldn't be a Kimli there. We're saying for Rabba, no. If you break it later, you're going to be putter. And the Gemara's Havmin is, maybe only by a very, very strong Misa do I allow that. Maybe only by a very, very strong Misa do I say, yeah, that even though it was Be'en at the beginning, since I broke it later on, a Pater. But by a weekly Misa, I can't say that. By Machteres, which is Isser Shah, maybe I wouldn't say that. And vice versa. Maybe machteres, which is very strong because it doesn't need hasra, maybe then, only then do I say the chiddush that what? Even though it's be'en, Rava still says kimei later on. That's what the follow-up shot. Let's quickly, let's chaz everything in 3 seconds, in 5 minutes chaz everything. So we have two portions in the Gemara. We have Shabbos cases and machteres cases.
Oh.
What's the first case? Hayagadi gan of lo, v'tovav of Shabbos, chayiv. What are two ways we learn that case? Hayagadi gan of lo, v'tovav of Shabbos. Rashi said, gan of b'chol, v'tovav of Shabbos. Wait, dalv hay on Shabbos, kimlei. No, it was Rabbis Chiddush, you could have dalv hay even on Shabbos. What's another way of learning that? I did hakbar in the guy's house. It can even be on Shabbos. I did hakbar in the guy's house, I'm chayiv, Geneva then I shut later on. So two pshatim. That's the case of the gun of low, talking with Shabbos. Now the next case, gun of talking with Shabbos putter. What the two pshatim gave? We need a case where the kinyan happens the same time as the hotsa. So what's the case? Either Rashi says meshicha, the Rashi says what? Hagba amenasle hotsi. The reason Rashi rejected that was why? Because then it can even be gone of it v'shalat talach v'chol putter. Then has to be gone of talach v'shabes putter. The Ritzur Gnei said no. Gone of v'shalat talach v'chol v'chayev. Ah, the Gneva is not there. According to the Ritzva, the new Gneva. Wait, in Gavach Ganov. What the Ritzva answer? Shinoi. What did Ritzva Eger answer?
The original Gneva was not.
There's no new Gneva at the beginning. Why? Because Kili doesn't know myself. And just to finish off. And then just finish off. Then we have the Machteres cases, right? We have the Machteres cases, yeah? Why are we in both cases? So Gemara said, I wouldn't know. We gave Pashu Shad and Rashi. What's Pashu Shad and Rashi? That I wouldn't know that there's Kimli at all by Machteres or Shabbos. What was the problem with that? They were forced to Mishnayos. And Tolus gave a few different suggestions. What did the Ritzvah learn in Rashi? What's a Tzri Chusa? Since this Keren is pottering a Knas, I might think that only by a very, very strong Misa does that chain tend to play. Not strong Misa wouldn't work. And then we went to Tosos and gave Tosos final shot about the Chesh of Be'en with Rabba and Rab. Shkoyach.